Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
From the newsroom to the nursery, we're juggling a demanding career on live TV with the demands of motherhood. I'm Katie.
And I'm Karen.
They are Anchor Moms.
And here we are, my friends.
And here we are.
Welcome to another episode of Anchor Moms. We hope you're having a great week,
day,
so far.
Month,
yeah, life in general.
Year.
So listen, we have some kind of exciting news for
the old podcast.
That exciting. Well, it's kind of it could be considered exciting.
I don't know what's going on in your life, so it might be.
You live a very dull existence. This will really excite you. We are having, you know, kind of a rebrand of the podcast, if you will. We're switching up the logo. We've got some new colors. We've got some graphics coming
in that
social, you'll see on social
Instagram.
Media.
Yeah.
I mean, the podcast is saying the exact same, so nothing too exciting there.
Except we're working on doing some YouTube recordings.
Right. So if you're one of those people who watches podcasts on YouTube, that is coming sometime in the near future.
Yeah.
And all of this means we got to do another Anchor Moms photo shoot.
Oh. Which you go first, because we have barely. So we got the email last week. We took the photos about a week ago, and then we got them, I don't know, like last Thursday. Karen was like, "Did you see them?" I was like, "I saw them." We were like, "Let's talk about it on Tuesday." So we haven't really had a conversation. Although I'm just remembering this, I saw Karen's husband Greg at Starbucks like last week, and he was like, "Hey, saw the Anchor Mom pictures," and I was like, okay. And he's like, yeah, I think they look great. And I was like,
great.
Thank
glad
you,
their
Greg.
Husband approved. Yeah, I did pull them up. I was working from home that night and pulled up some emails, and then I pulled those up, and he was looked over and was like, oh, you took some pictures today, huh? It's funny, we were reminiscing that our old cohort, Ingrid, who was one of the OG Anchor Moms. She was kind of the photo shoot ringleader, if
right.
you will. She was the one who came up with the poses and the smiles and the faces.
She always had like all
outfits.
The like model poses. Yeah.
Yeah. And Katie and I
we just
realized
like buffoons.
Without her, we're just standing there awkwardly. Like it's like
right.
that like awkward school picture where you're like, what do I smile now?
Yeah.
What do I do? How do I where
yeah.
do I put my hands?
The guy who was taking the photos, he works in promotions here at the station. Like, he was like, what?
Okay, guys.
Okay, what's happening?
We brought in some kids' toys
props.
And some news props.
Yeah.
And we, you know, poor Katie Knight, it's just not our strong suit.
I just feel so, I don't like it.
It makes me feel really awkward,
silly.
Too. Yeah.
Which is funny for people who are on TV for a living.
Yeah, you'd think we have it down by now. We've been
TV
doing this for a long time.
All day long, but do not make me, like, pose for a photo. It's, like, the same way I feel about, like, family photos. Like, it incites.
Mm.
Like, if I could have taken a couple of shots before those, I think I would have been a lot better.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I don't know how management would have felt about that.
Yeah,
I would have liked
we
that.
We should have done some.
I don't know.
Like, taking something. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah. But so anyway, that's all coming soon to our social media pages. And we are excited about it.
We are. Yeah. No, I think it's all good things. Nothing crazy reason behind it. We're just kind of
well, the last time we took photos, Karen was pregnant.
Yes,
so.
That's true. I know. I was like, we need to like do a little upkeep here because I was literally pregnant, which means that was, you know, 2+ years ago.
Mm-hmm.
So we should probably
we
should probably get some new visuals out there for the world to see.
So that was a fun little Tuesday to do
that. Yeah, nothing like a little podcast photo shoot to really get your day going.
Yeah.
All right, this first article is called The Why Behind the Rise of Pet Parenting in the Philippines.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting. So did you know 64% of households in the Philippines have pets? That seems like an insanely high number. Now, I have no idea what it is in the U.S.
Me neither. I will be willing to bet not that far off. I think a lot of people have pets. Yeah.
Anyway, the article talks about, I hadn't really, you know, there's all sorts of, I'm sure, pandemic-related consequences that some we've seen, some we haven't even seen yet or thought about yet. But this was one I just had never crossed my mind. But during COVID, a lot of people who were not parents to children got pets.
Who were not parents to children. Okay.
Oh, sorry. Who were not parents. That's a better way to say that. Who were not parents got
pets,
now they're pet parents. That's what I was trying to say. Like, they thought of themselves as pet parents rather than parents to children because they wanted that love, that companionship during that super isolating time. And that hasn't faded, right? You're not going to get rid of your pet just because the pandemic's over.
Right.
And so it talks about how pets give such a therapeutic value to your life. And I just went through kind of how, particularly in the Philippines, there are so many dogs and cats and animals in people's homes. And a lot of it stemmed from COVID.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
But people are, some of the quotes in this, so we have, personally, we have a dog and a cat, and I love them. Very much. Although,
I mean, you make social sacrifices for your pets.
Me?
Yeah.
What do I do?
I mean, there have been a time or two that we've been out and you're like,
oh, does this go back to like the cats that always has to go to the vet? Okay.
It feels like your cat is always having to go to the vet and you're having to like go home early from a girl's night because of like the cat.
It's like
early vet appointment.
You guys have like turned it into like a
it happens every week, basically.
Saturday Night Live skit, but really. Yeah. Both of our animals, so we lost a cat at the beginning of this year.
Yes.
All of our pets are geriatric. And when I mean geriatric, I mean like 13 years old. Like, I mean, they're some old folks. Mm-hmm. And there has been like a period.
They could be in the nursing home.
I can normally only take the animals to the vet on Saturday mornings. And I, like, they always give, you know, like the 8:30 appointment. And so it has happened somewhat recently and on several occasions where I've been like, it's like Friday and it's like midnight and you guys are like, you want to go get another drink? And I'm like, no, because I got to go home and take like
the cat to the vet. And it's just like one of those excuses that you're like, I mean, surely this is a joke and you just don't want to hang out with us anymore.
No, it's not a joke.
It feels like an excuse. But in any case, I think you are just a very dedicated pet owner.
But in this article, people talk about how they will work more because they want to be able to give their pets, like, the best of everything. They treat them like their children.
I mean, they really are parents to pets rather than children. Yeah.
Which I was a little bit like, I will say this, and maybe I'm alone in saying this, and this makes me a bad person. I don't know. Fine. Annie, our dog, I love her very much. She is wonderful. And Brian and I got her before maybe a couple of months before we got engaged. So we've had her a really long time. She's old. And before we had River, she was like literally the apple of our eye. We did everything for this dog. And she went everywhere and we took all these pictures. And now I hate to say this. I mean, we still love her. But River has definitely like superseded some
of course.
That. And so I guess I'm a little, not that I wouldn't do everything for Annie. In fact, Annie had cancer earlier this year and we spent thousands of dollars on surgery and it was like the greatest relief when she was okay. So I can honestly, I would do the same thing, but I am a little surprised at just how the passion that these people in this article have for their pets. I'm either dead inside or they don't have
Children.
That's
no,
my guess.
I think you were that way.
I'm dead inside.
No, I think you were that way before you had River.
I know. I mean, I must have been.
Yeah, so just
I must have
it's
been.
The same. I just think you have another more important being now
who
you're raising rather than your dog and cat.
Yeah.
But you are still dedicated, my friend. You still dip out of a social engagement early to take your cat to the vet at 8 a.m. on a Saturday.
It is true.
You are a winner in my mind.
Thank you. I'm just as dedicated. Parent. I'm just as dedicated.
Number one.
I know. And River, I will say this. If you have kids and you have pets, River, like, loves our pets. Mm-hmm. Loves them in a way that I'm sad that they're geriatric because I'm like, oh, boy. Like, when we lost the Bailey, our one of our cats earlier this year, like, it was, like, River still brings it up, you know? Mm-hmm. So.
I know. It is fun to see your kids with the pet that you had before them. But, yeah, they get old quickly, unfortunately. I guess we're old, too, and we just don't think about it.
I mean, yeah. Right?
I guess they weren't aging without us.
Right. Like, we're aging as well as Annie and Faith.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Mom's the word.
I'm really excited about this.
Okay. They always make me nervous when you, I never know what it's going to be. What is it? What's this month?
So this is a gift from my sister-in-law. I do not like the title of this company.
It's from her or for her?
No, she sent it to me as a gift.
It's
and
from
I love
her.
It.
Okay.
It's from her. But I don't want you to, like, get upset because the name of the company is not great.
What is it?
It's called Faceplant Dreams, the name of the company.
What?
But it is super comfortable software, if you will.
I love it already.
To coin a Katie term.
Faceplant?
Faceplant is the name of these pants. So my sister-in-law sent me, they're called the Soft Joggers.
Okay.
But they're essentially pajama pants.
Okay.
They are the softest thing I've ever put on my body.
Okay.
I mean, so much so that I don't think I've worn any other pajama pants since I tried these on. And it's, even last night, I was like, okay, these really need to be washed, but I cannot part with them for the night. I'm going to have to
wash
them on a day where
they?
I can wash and dry and get them back in the cycle like right away. They're cotton, but they're just really soft.
And they have a picture?
I don't, but they're like joggers, you know, pockets, drawstring.
Can you wear them outside?
You can totally wear them outside.
Okay, I'm into that.
Yeah, and they have the kind of, they have lots of different styles. The ones I have like the cuff in the, at the bottom, you know, they're, you know. But they have pajama sets, they have shorts, pants, all different options. I think they even have some slippers maybe. There's a whole line. But the soft joggers, and they're a little bit pricier than I would normally spend on pajama pants. I think they're $74.
Yeah, what?
But.
Wow. Your sister-in-law is like a saint.
She is. I would have never bought them for myself, but it's just one of those things that I tried on and was like, oh my goodness, this is the most amazing
thing
in the
whole
world.
These are like the joggers you didn't know you needed.
You did not know you needed them. And so now I'm like, what else do I need from this place? Mm-hmm. Because they make these like, it's just like sliding into a cloud.
Mm-hmm. I love it.
It's amazing.
That's amazing.
Yeah. I think they have some, I think they might use bamboo.
Ooh.
I don't know. Okay. I don't know what's going on, but they're
Can you
really
get
soft.
Them online?
You get them online. I am sure, like when I went to go look to see, how much they were, I did notice that there's lots of other options as well. And I'm sure there's like one of those first order 15% off or something.
I like
it. You could do.
Okay.
Faceplant Dreams. Again, don't love the title of the company.
Should we like get them some marketing help? I feel kind of weird about that name.
Yeah. Because when I put them on, I was like, wait, what are these? And I was like, Faceplant Dreams. This seems like an odd thing to put on a tag, but they're amazing. Amazing product.
Okay. Good enough. Article number two is coming from Psychology Today, and it is homework good for kids? Research.
We've been having this discussion, Katie.
We have. Research suggests that homework may be beneficial when it is minimal. So the question is, there are some concerns about how much homework is helpful to kids, how much homework kids should have at night, And this article attempts to answer that question. And basically, what it is saying is that it may be beneficial for middle school and high school students, but not elementary students. And if you have too much homework, the research is that it interferes with other development. And so the suggestion is, as high schoolers, 1.5 to 2.5 hours a night, middle schoolers, 1 hour per night, and elementary, minimal. And it should be assigned with aim, if it's an elementary school homework, it should be assigned with an aim at building self-regulation and independent work skills. And so the researchers suggest 10 minutes per grade here, if you're trying to figure out exactly how much time. So,
which is surprising me. That feels like, I mean, I'm here for it. I don't want any more homework, but that felt like a low number to me. 10 minutes per grade,
yeah.
Right?
The goal of homework is not simply to improve academic skills. Research finds that homework may have some non-academic benefits, such as building responsibility, time management skills, and task persistence. Homework may also increase parents' involvement in their children's schooling. The downsides here: too much homework may have negative impacts on non-academic skills, reducing opportunities for free play, and which is essential for development of language, cognitive self-regulation, and social-emotional skills, and also could interfere with physical activity. You and I have talked about this because
River
is in kindergarten. Mm-hmm. I mean,
More than 10 minutes?
Sometimes, yeah. So she has homework Monday through Thursday. She does not get homework on Friday, so no homework over the weekend. Without fail, by the way. I mean, we're only, I don't know, not even 2 months into school. So I shouldn't say without fail. But so far, every Monday through Thursday, she has a reading worksheet and a math worksheet. And then we're supposed to read to River 15 minutes every day, which is – that is something we've been doing forever anyway. River loves to be read to. So that's not the issue.
But still, that's more than 10 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
It is.
And it depends. Like sometimes it literally takes 10 minutes. And sometimes it takes, just depending on what kind of mood she's in, like – I don't know, 15 minutes. It's not a lot. Mm-hmm. It's just interesting because at first River was not happy about it. She was very adverse to homework. And now, of course, she's gotten used to it and she's a lot better about like
doing it.
Okay, I'm going to do it. And like on Thursdays or on Fridays, she's like, hey, it's Friday. We don't have like no homework. So she's like into the vibe of it. But I've asked other people just because I was kind of taken aback. It never occurred to me that my kindergartner would have homework. And I most of the people in my very informal poll have said, like, no, my kindergartner did not have homework.
Right.
Yeah. So I think it's interesting because one of the things I do like about it is that it helps me to understand what River is learning at school.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, okay, now you're working on sight words. You're working on your counting because I can see what the homework is, you know. And it also helps me to understand what River is excelling at and what she is struggling with. Because I'm like, oh, okay, like this is, you know, what you're working on in school right now. And I can see you need a little help with X, Y, Z. But I do, you know, the funny thing is like it talks about in this article how like, you know, you should let your kids do their homework on their own with not a lot of parental. River is, she can't even read the instructions for.
Right.
So, I mean, it's not an option that I'm like, here's your homework, go and do it. Like, I have to be involved. I would say the downside of all of this is just that River is five. She goes to kindergarten she leaves the house at 7:30. We get home at like, I don't know, 3:30. Between like homework and bath and dinner and bedtime, it feels like, especially if there's like a swim lesson in there or a musical practice or just a doctor's appointment, there is not a lot of downtime for her. And that feels interesting.
For a kindergartner,
For a kindergartner, it feels interesting sometimes. So
yeah, I told you this. Our kindergartners did not have any homework.
Yeah.
And I will say even Ellery, who's in third grade, has one math sheet a week.
Right.
And one, a reading log that they just have to read 30 minutes a night or something.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I agree. I think less is better until you get to middle school.
Yeah, and I'm trusting
her. I do think it does help to create that, and as you've said with River, like that pattern, that routine. These are things you have to mm-hmm. do.
It holds her accountable. Like, yes, she knows, yeah. like, after dinner, before you get, like, whatever treat or whatever, like, we have to do your homework. So it is kind of an interesting mm-hmm. responsibility mm-hmm. that she needs mm-hmm. to learn to do. And I heard her kindergarten teacher has been teaching for a very long time. And so I've sort of just been like, if this has worked for her, mm-hmm. then mm-hmm. I'm going to like go ahead and do it. And like I said, one of the things I really like about it is I can pretty much tell you exactly what River is working on mm-hmm. in school just mm-hmm. because I get to see mm-hmm. that kind of takes the question. You know how, I mean, yeah. I don't know if your kids are like this, but like you ask River like, hey, how was your day? Fine. What'd you do at school?
Nothing.
Nothing.
Yeah, our teachers all are pretty good about sending a weekly newsletter that says,
nice.
This is what we worked on, yeah. this is what's coming up next week, this is what they should have learned, they were excited about this, you might want to ask them about blah, blah, blah. So I do feel like I'm kind of in the loop. But it's funny, our school, I remember, I think it was first grade, there was some sort of school event, and they made a point to say, one of the teachers said, you know, we have looked at the research, and it shows that there's really not a lot of benefit for homework at this age.
Like, I have
there's
seen,
just, which is kind of what this article
yeah,
saying,
I've
right?
seen all sorts of different. It's one of those things. Like, I feel like there's probably statistics on it either
sure.
way.
And, I mean, is it hurting a kindergartner yeah. to do homework? Probably not.
Yeah.
But is it, I think the question is just like, is it needed and to
yeah.
what level?
Right.
Right. I mean, you don't want to do an hour of homework when you're 5 or 6 every night.
Yeah, and I think River's teacher, she has made a point to be like, I'm not grading this.
Right.
Like, I check to see if it's done, but there's like, you know, there's no points docked.
Right.
So I suppose if there ever comes a time when I'm like, we had swim lessons and then we had stuff and like we just didn't get to it, it would, mm-hmm. it's not that big of a deal, right?
Sure.
Which kind
yeah.
of takes some of the pressure off.
Maybe but it's just to start establishing the routine.
Yeah. So interesting.
Some responsibility.
Yeah, homework. Who knew?
I did think it was interesting. In the article, it says, in middle school, you should do 1 hour a night. And in high school, 1.5 to 2.5 hours a night.
Does that seem like a lot?
No. Oh, that seems about like what I feel like I probably did.
I cannot remember.
I think I did probably more than that. But it is just nice to have. I mean, for me, it's one of those very ambiguous things. And it's nice to have some sort of guidance on like, let's shoot for about this for mm-hmm. this age. And mm-hmm. about 10 minutes at grade level
yeah.
in the elementary. So I don't know. I always just kind of like having some reference points.
Yeah, I thought so too.
All right, so the last article, Playtime with Dad Brings Kids Better Grades at School. This is from U.S. News. So this was, you know, it talks about how dads playing with their children, you know, just any sort of free play helps them succeed and specifically get better grades in school, which I was like, why would that lead to that? But the article explains that moms playing and interacting with their kids really helps their emotional and social behaviors, whereas dad's interaction with their kids really helps their educational achievements.
Hmm. Which so interesting.
Is very interesting.
Yeah.
I'm not really sure.
This is from where?
U.S. News.
Okay.
The reasoning behind that, but, you know, I do feel like moms are probably more involved with the social emotional behaviors just because typically we're around more. We're dealing with a lot more issues. We see them at all times of the day. Anyway, so this article says that dads should play with their kids in some capacity, whether it's throwing the ball, just imaginative play, whatever it is, about 10 minutes a day. And mm-hmm. that's all it takes to help their educational success.
Yeah, and the article talks about, you know, when moms play and then dads play, it's complementary in some
right.
ways, which mm-hmm. I thought like kind of is like well-rounded play.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought this was important because I sometimes, like I said, just all the things I just listed off, like you're trying to do all the things and you're like, mm-hmm. oh, okay. And I got to like schedule in some playtime. It can be as short as 10 minutes. This article
right.
says quality over quantity. Mm-hmm. And I will say this, I hate to stereotype this because but this is just true in my life, and it could be different in other families that have, you know, two-parent families. River and I will play with her dolls, and we will play house, and I'll help her with her homework, and I'll do all of that. And then nothing makes River more excited. Brian will chase her around the house.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they're, like, River specifically says, like, all right, now chase me, Dad. And they do it, like, 10 minutes before bath, and it seems to – it's, like, it's her favorite
mm-hmm.
thing to do.
Mm-hmm.
And, like – when Brian has like a dinner or he's at work, she'll be like, Mom, will you like chase me? And I'm always like, like, can we do that? Like, I don't really, I'm tired. Like, I don't really want to do that. Yeah. So it is kind of interesting whether or not that's stereotypical.
I think it, you know,
if that's what happens in other households, I don't know.
It's, I think totally. And it says in the article, you know, dads are more likely to throw the babies up in the air and chase around, tickle, go play outside, kick the soccer ball. Like, I think those are just typically more dad things than mom things. I will say, and I wrote this down, it does make us seem kind of boring. Like, dad's so fun, and he helps your grades to be good.
Wait, are you...
But then there's mom, who's just, like, the boring playmate.
Is this your own personal experience, or are you talking about the article now?
I'm not sure. The article made it seem like, womp womp, mom play. But dad play? Woo! Yeah. That's more fun.
And you only need 10 minutes.
Yeah! Like, just pop in here and have, like, the best time of your life for 10 minutes
again,
with dad.
Unpopular opinion, but I'm like, oh, of course. Of course.
Yeah.
Just 10 minutes. That's all dads need to do a day.
Yeah. And then moms do all the other things. And
I'm cooking dinner, helping with homework.
But you're not helping your child's educational achievements. Anyway,
Classic.
Win of the week.
Okay, so my win, I unfortunately had to work all last weekend, and not just work, I had to work, I had to anchor the evening shows.
Like the exact opposite of your
life schedule. Life schedule. So, you know, for work I get up at 2 a.m. On Sunday night I went to bed at like 1 a.m. because I had anchored the 11 o'clock show. Like, you know, by the time I get home, it's like midnight. By the time I wash off my makeup, it's like 1 a.m. So I head off on Monday, of course, because there was no way that I could pull that, you know,
sleep
night shift
into
day
again.
Shift, yeah, or into morning shift. So I had off randomly on a Monday. Brian had to work. River went to school. And
did
I was
you do
like,
lovely.
That was what I was going to say. It's like, no, I like worked out of my basement, cleaned up my house a little bit. I like did some.
I hope you took a nap.
No, I couldn't take a nap because I had to go to bed at 7:30 in order to get up into, you know, like I wasn't going to take a nap. That's okay. But my point is it was such a lovely day because even when you have off on a Saturday and Sunday, you're like running to soccer, like going to pumpkin patches, like meeting up with friends, like, you know. But when it's like a random Monday and everybody else is busy, I did I've planted my flower boxes with some fall flowers. I like arranged the pumpkins. I made a crock pot dinner. I was like, Who am I?
Wow.
I like wash my duvet cover.
Oh, wow.
It was glorious.
It was your best day ever because you were alone to just clean your house.
Just, yes, which you know is, you know.
A joy for you.
A joy. Like it was just so nice.
Relaxing and restful.
So nice.
It's just nice to have no one to.
Nobody that needed me. Mm-hmm. I mean, nobody that I didn't have like
anything on the schedule.
Like I could just do what I wanted to do and what I needed to do without like trying to do what I needed to do, but also manage what other people needed as well.
Totally,
so highly recommend. We were talking in another podcast episode just about like a mental health day or a day where you're not traveling or going a vacation day where you're not going on vacation and you're not traveling. Like if you can do that, it's unbelievable just like how nice it is just to have those hours to yourself.
Yeah, totally.
Anyway,
I'm glad you got that.
I mean, don't get me wrong. I never want to work another weekend again, but that was very, it was a silver lining
yes.
of that.
Don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe, and look for some exciting new things coming from Anchor Moms in the near future, hopefully.
Bye, guys.
Have a good one.
Thanks for listening.